All right, Nancy, if you see anything, alert me and Jessica, because I really think we could break this OJ thing wide open. They found the knife last week. Think of what else could be there. Maybe he's got fingerprints all under the ground. Maybe he's got more bodies. Who knows, okay? Now go over there, and you fucking start doing some shit, and we're going to unearth something, and we're going to get back to the people, and we're going to make it big.
Look.
That's a tree. That's a tree. That's nothing there.
Look.
That's a car. That's a car. That's clearly nothing that has anything that's tied with OJ. Jessica, do you see any?
I don't see what she's pointing to.
That's a bird. What is that bird? Was probably not even around at the time of the OJ thing.
Nancy,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Just what? I found this towel.
You've got a towel with possible ejaculate in it?
I don't even know if it has ejaculate on it. We have to get it tested, but we can't just, assume that it's got this stuff.
Look.
That's a tree. There's nothing that you're not even digging. Just fucking go dig. Just leave me and Jessica alone and just, God damn it, Nancy. You're making a ruckus and just fucking go over there. Just get out of my face. God damn it. You're getting us in trouble.
What are y'all doing over there?
Sir, no, we're just,
Hold on, can I ask you a few questions? Wait a second.
Chris?
Alex?
What the?
What are you doing here?
Horton Huza, who the?
What are you doing here, buddy? Nancy, what is Nancy doing here?
So, long story short.
Oh my God.
They found the knife, that possible OJ knife.
Last
week.
Last, right.
And so Nancy's all like, well, they're never going to find the killer. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what if we went to the property and we just walked around and we just maybe looked for
hold
shit.
Why didn't y'all ask me to come along?
Well, because I couldn't get a hold of you, man. By the way, what are you doing here?
Well, I've been out of town for the last week. I had to pick up another job.
Are you a security guard?
Yeah, I just had
to get
some extra money.
I like the outfit. You look good in it, man.
Thank you, man. You like my hat?
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, I just had to get some extra money. The podcast gig isn't paying a whole lot.
Like Houston and LA are quite far apart.
I've been driving. I've been doing the back and forth thing.
Driving?
Yeah, every day.
What is how long does it take to get from here to LA?
Good 12
or from
hours.
LA to Houston, obviously, because we're in LA.
10, 12 hours.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, a while.
I mean, I would assume the gas eats up a lot of the cost. You can't be making that much extra money.
I mean, it's actually costing me a lot of money to go back and forth because I've actually had to get another apartment here in LA.
Bravo for not quitting, you know?
Thanks, man.
Stick it out to
my
the
biggest
end. You're not
thing,
a quitter.
I don't want to go on unemployment. I don't want to collect a check. I want to work for my money because that's what I was raised to do. So that's what I'm doing, buddy, even though it's costing me a few bucks.
You know, I'm proud of you, but...
Seriously, listen, man, it's kind of my job. I can't really have you just on this ground.
Look, can we could you give us a little bit of time? If we had five more minutes, you could just let us scavenge around. I mean, honestly, Nancy is really not doing much. She's just pointing out things.
Oh, wow.
I could hear her shouting.
I just noticed Jessica was here.
Look.
Like, normally she's typing and typing, and
Jesus
that's probably
Christ,
what it is.
Just
she did. She, you know what? You brought all the equipment with you, right, Jessica?
Yeah,
I've got it all in my bag.
How much longer you got on your shift?
I got a couple hours actually.
You got a couple hours. You want to while we're here out in Brentwood?
Listen, man.
I mean, now's a better time than any. I don't think we've ever done a podcast from Brentwood.
Why not? We've taken the show on the road before, but we've never taken it to the West Coast.
Who would have thought? You know,
I know, right? What are the odds?
Well, I guess why don't we fire up the old fashioned music there?
All righty then.
I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You should just smile and follow me!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
The game's cold, but it's crazy.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, Son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- Welcome back, boys and girls, to Pass the Gravy, number 111. Live from Brentwood, California, at the home that formerly, that used to belong to O.J. Simpson, and it was demolished, and apparently there was a knife found, and we're still trying to excavate it, as long as Chris lets us.
Hey, man, just, we're letting our listeners know, don't let my bosses know.
They
don't listen to the podcast.
Bosses, no. They don't. I would hope not. You probably would not have been entrusted with this job.
They're smart guys. I think one of them wears glasses, so they might read the podcast. So just it wouldn't be the worst thing if you just decided not to do this transcript this week.
Well,
just saying.
You never know. She may or may not. But Jessica's she's a journalist, and she's going to report the facts, right, Jessica?
Yes, I'll be reporting the facts, I promise.
All right, shut up, Jessica. That's enough.
Yeah, that's it. Just get back to the
I think we let Jessica talk just a little bit too much
she's
on this podcast.
Chatty.
I mean, she's getting a little chatty. In the break room here?
The flight over.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my God.
At least she's getting to work.
You were on the flight for like 4 hours Jessica.
Oh, my God. And Nancy.
Bless your
My God.
Bless
it. Oh, my God.
Bless it,
Oh, my God. Do you think Nancy Grace is annoying when she's on TV? You wait until it's you. You and she was okay, so I got the aisle seat because Jessica is a doll.
Obviously.
She's a doll,
Jessica,
and she gave me the aisle
seat. Jessica, keep it down with the typewriting, please.
You just lower it down.
Come on,
a little bit.
Can't hear myself think.
Just a tap.
There you
go. Just a tap. So Jessica gave me the aisle seat.
Yeah,
because she's a doll, like you said. She sits by the window. Fucking Nancy in the middle. God damn it. You know what? I was tired. I was ready to take a nap. We're going across the country, basically. Jessica brought a book she was going to read. Nancy didn't bring shit.
What, did she just want to chat the entire flight?
Oh, my God. Can you believe the Democratic debate? Bernie Sanders is trying to give back to the younger people.
Yeah, he is.
That Hillary, I just don't know, but she's a woman. I'm going to vote for her probably. I don't fucking know. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck,
God
man?
God almighty, I can't believe you had to
deal
with
everybody
that.
Was like, sir, can you keep your wife down? I was like, I would never, ever associate myself with her in that way.
You did buy her plane ticket out.
She bought it.
Oh, she did.
That's how we're all here.
Well,
she actually purchased all of them.
Oh,
she
cool.
wanted to
Y'all
go
got
that
to fly
bad.
First class.
She wanted to go that bad. I mean, because, you know, I don't know if you know this.
Fixated on this whole OJ
thing.
I
don't know if you know this, but OJ murdered a woman.
Oh, what?
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 A woman? Oh, my God! How could he get away with this? It's a travesty!
It's a travesty that's like 20-something years old.
Nancy, this is like in
Why
the past.
Why do we care so much now, all of a sudden?
I mean, because they found the knife, and you know?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? But
oh,
she doesn't understand the whole double jeopardy thing.
Yeah.
And she still is saying that there were rapes going on. I don't think it was a rape at all.
She just loves to
I tried to show
rape.
Her these statistics to the rape, and then...
I don't mean... The athletic stats.
Nonstop.
I mean, the rape stats.
He's got some damn good athletic stats, O.J. Simpson, though.
I mean, he does. He does. He was one of the greatest running backs of all time, Nancy. And I just... I wish you could see a little bit past. You're just like... You're very...
Judgmental.
Narrow.
Yeah.
Narrow-sighted, I guess. Or,
right.
I don't know
She
the
sees what she
terms.
Wants to see. She hears what she wants to hear. Nobody can tell her otherwise. She's a very... she's not an open-minded person.
Why hasn't he been brought back home for a date with Lady Justice?
He was like, brought home.
Don't you
for a
cover
date
the news kind
with
of?
Lady
like
Justice.
He was. I mean, yeah, he was innocent on the other one, but then he got actually found guilty in a civil court. He had to give up all of his shit, and then he's arrested. He's in jail now, Nancy. He's been brought to. He's gone on a date with Lady Justice.
Yeah.
And Lady Justice is, you know, he's 35 years, I think, on a jail sentence. So shut the fuck up, Nancy. And do some research.
Seriously.
Like,
why
somebody
don't you care about
that's older
something
than
that
us, you
matters.
Should know this more.
Really,
it's weird. Like, we shouldn't be telling you what's going on. It's like you think
I'm
we're predicting
sure
the future or some
doing
shit.
I think you've got a Ouija board down your pants.
First off, that doesn't predict the future. That talks to dead people, so that wouldn't make any sense. But that's beside the point. Pris, I'm glad that you're here. This is actually pretty nice.
This works out well.
I was wondering how I was going to get the podcast done this week.
Yeah,
honestly.
I hadn't talked to you in the past few days, so I was kind of worried. I thought you kicked me off broadcast or something.
Nah,
I would never.
I would never.
Whatever you say, man.
I would
but
never.
I didn't know what was going on. And
like,
I was kind of surprised to see you guys out here.
You know, this
pretty
is
cool.
This is actually a perfect time for where you've been. You want to... Hey, you,
Where you been?
Where you gone? Where you gone?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
So, like...
You want to go first?
I mean, okay. Like, we just got out here to L.A. Yeah. Before that, over the weekend, you know, I was just kind of kicking it back in Houston. Mm-hmm. And
back in the H?
Back in the H-Town.
713?
Not in the... Not on the West Coast, unfortunately. No. Yeah, 2 hours earlier, if you know what I'm saying. So, I watched UFC 196. Oh. I had some people over. Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, Holly Holm, and Misha Tate were fighting in that. And I think, honestly, I might just be the guy that says it. This was maybe the best dollar-for-dollar pay-per-view event that I've paid. Like, it was worth every penny of the pay-per-view, I thought. Both of the main event fights
were worth it.
With the pay-per-view alone.
Damn, really?
And the undercard wasn't bad.
It was better than that fight you went to a couple weeks ago, I'm guessing. That was in Houston.
Much better.
That
you watched live. Much better than the Kimbo Slice, Dada 5000, and Hoist Gracie, and Ken Shamrock.
Well, there you go. How many people do you have over at the house?
I had 6 or 7. I actually invited you, but
you did invite me.
And you had to back out at the end.
Yeah.
But was it because you had to come out to L.A.? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I had to come out
here
to start
my job.
It makes sense
because you were just like, I can't.
It was the
last
minute. Boss called me at the last minute.
I understand.
And I had to get out there.
I understand. It makes sense.
And it takes me a while. I drive.
12 hours.
Like I said.
12 hours. Yeah. So you had to be in a shift probably today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what, I get it.
So yeah, that's what, yeah.
It's ridiculous, but
so you had about 7 folks over here.
Seven folks over, grilling some burgers,
nice.
Drinking a little bit.
But how does that work when you pay about $60 for the fight?
Yeah,
you pay for the fight, or you?
I usually just pay for the fight, and people bring booze and stuff.
Well, that makes sense.
So it works out.
What? How do you feel about the guy who brings nothing? Because
nobody brought nothing though.
But have you ever experienced the guy who just brings nothing, who shows up to the free fight and the free booze and the free food, and yeah, I'm here to hang out, guys.
I mean,
thanks for having me.
Like, if dude, you do it
couldn't,
once,
you couldn't bring some 7-layer dip. You couldn't bring a 6-pack of some kind of good.
It depends on who it is, I guess. But if you do
brother.
It once, but if you're always showing up with nothing, then it's
you're
like
get off the invitation list.
This is weird. Yeah. But I mean, I just like having the fights because then I have my friends will all come over, and it's like a once a month or once every couple months that I get everybody together to all kind of hang out, and that's always fun. But the fights were awesome. Conor McGregor had moved up from his featherweight class. I think he was supposed to fight in lightweight. And
I think that's why he lost.
He was supposed to fight Rafael Dos Anjos, and Dos Anjos had to back out like 11 days before the fight because he has a broken foot.
Ooh.
And so Nate Diaz moved in and was like, I'll fight. And so they agreed to fight at 170.
Mm.
And Nate Diaz got him to tap out in the second round. But it looked like McGregor was beating up on Diaz. He had a gash above his eye, and he kept hitting him, and he was pretty bloody. And then he's got McGregor in that right spot and got him to tap.
Mm.
But McGregor's still the champ in his division, so it was kind of just like he balled up and was like, all right, whatever. I'll gain all this. I'll go up 20 pounds, and I'll still fight somebody and try and put on a show. And he fought well. He just
how did Holly Holm do?
She lost. She got put to sleep
for her, man. She's my new favorite, just because she beats the shit out of Ronda Rousey.
Well, now Misha Tate's gonna have to fight Ronda Rousey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're not gonna see that fight again?
I mean, it'll probably if Rousey.
I don't keep
beats
up
Tate,
with UFC. I don't know if you've noticed.
Rousey's
that.
Beaten Tate twice before.
Wow.
So I think she'll probably beat her a third time when she comes back eventually, and then I think it would be Rousey Holm 2 would be the rematch finally that we've wanted to see. But I would have thought that it would have been with Holm having the belt.
Hmm.
But Holmley, she didn't tap. She got just choked out, literally. So it was
really
cool.
Kind of like you got choked out.
You know the feeling.
Been there, done that.
It happens. I'm saying that
it
much.
It happens, and in your case, it makes it kind of famous.
I don't know about that. Then I've been fucking obsessed with that People versus O.J. Simpson show, man.
Yeah, man, and a lot of people are, and I was kind of on board with it, in the beginning. But then I don't know what happened. I just got off. Bandwagon a little bit, but then I started watching it again, and I'm right back there.
It's pretty great, and the show I work on, that's the one show that we all watch,
yeah.
So we can all talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's like a book club Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, you see when
they did that, and then when this guy did
new
that.
New age book club. There used to actually be book clubs. I don't think people do book clubs anymore.
I think people just watch the same TV shows.
People
you work with that watch the same shows
exactly.
gather around
during lunch break around the water cooler and just shoot the shit about the fucking TV shows. We're so lazy and stupid in this country now.
I don't know. I think it's just a different form of entertainment,
I suppose.
But, so I just was, kind of obsessed with the whole story, and I was very young when it was all happening, so, I'm researching all this stuff and looking it up, and my girlfriend and I watched, an hour and a half of just O.J. court trial footage the other day.
Oh, my
just on YouTube.
God.
Just okay, and that guy looks like so-and-so from the show. okay, look at this.
Y'all get into this. Y'all got the same way with Making a Murderer. Y'all got the same way with Serial, or you did anyway last year with the first season of Serial.
I was just on Reddit looking at shit.
Yeah, you were, but you get so into shit like this, real life. Oh, this shit actually.
It's crazy that we're like talking about real shit, and like on Serial, like when they had people that would like go to where the murder allegedly occurred, or the Best Buy, would they go to Best Buy? Oh shit, that's the real one. That's what they're talking about in the show. Actual
payphone that he was talking about. Yeah, you get so into.
I nerd out over things like that. So I'm like, oh, that's really.
I think you said y'all got into Bernie, that movie Bernie in the real life, like just these real
And then like we looked it up, and I like just like following up on movies and like comparing and be like, how realistic was what this was portraying? I'm
kind of the same way.
But what was funny is like we realized, like I was like, this trial footage is kind of boring. Like it's cool watching it, but this is kind of boring. Like people were obsessed with this trial when it was going on, and then I finally was like, oh wait, no, we know the outcome. They don't know, like nobody knew the outcome. So this is like.
This
oh,
is
man.
Good stuff.
What?
What's going to happen?
What did we find out happened in court and today? Plus, I think we're it's like, oh, no, he's different. Guilty. Or he's innocent.
It'd be kind of different for us, for you watching the OJ footage today, because OJ isn't, he's a murderer to you. To these people back then, OJ was a superstar. OJ was the best. OJ was could do no wrong. He was the best running back in all of the league and all that stuff. So it was different for them. You know what I mean?
What I think.
There's a reason why they got into it so much, because OJ was such a good guy who lived in Brentwood and gave back to the community and wouldn't hurt a soul and. Such a nice black man who goes on those Hertz commercials and does the
Naked Gun
movies and all that stuff. And he's funny.
And he's a sideline reporter there's on no NBC way football.
There's no way he could decapitate a white woman and her boyfriend or whatever.
Well, so, what was I don't know, I think the show The People versus O.J. Simpson is pretty awesome because it like does show how race was a factor in it, and it's not trying to like hold back on it at all.
Well,
and
I said that in the very beginning when I first watched like the first episode.
They show the Rodney King beatings, they show the riots, and I think like honestly like, that kind of, and like I don't know why it didn't ever click until just recently, but it was like I feel like the O.J. getting off was like their Rodney King beating cops getting off. But I feel like the people that...
It's like payback.
And that's what the beginning of that I feel like is trying to tell you. It's like all these people had that in the back of their mind. They remember the riots. They remember how they were like... Mm-hmm. It was obvious that police abuse and they didn't get any trouble for it at all. And then a lot of those officers were getting promoted and stuff. And so they're like, no, you know what? Fuck this shit. I don't care. We're going to get one of our guys off. And I mean, there was evidence... like. When you look at the evidence, there's like, how the fuck?
You're talking about Rodney King.
No, with OJ.
Oh, with OJ.
Like,
how did he get off?
I feel like the jurors in the OJ case, because it was a predominantly black jury, I feel like that was like one of the reasonings going into it. Like, no, we don't. And then that was why Cochran making Mark Furman look bad. It was just like, nope, well, that was another one of those fucking crooked cops.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of those guys that would have beat Rodney or whatever that is.
God, I don't know.
I think that maybe
that kind of had something. So you are agreeing that race had something to do with the whole OJ circus. Well, of course it
There's no way to say it didn't.
Oh, no, of course not. But they definitely used it in their favor. The defense did. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They brought it up. Well, that was their only defense.
Yeah, because they knew he did it. OJ knew
he
did it.
They had to just discredit the people saying
he did it. They had to just discredit the entire time. But
he had no alibi or anything saying he was in another place during the time of it. It was pretty obvious.
But I love this show. I keep telling everybody is that the show is making no bones about the fact that he did it. They're not making it like Serial, like Making a Murderer, where you have to decide did he do it or did he not do it. You know what I mean? They're saying OJ did it. This is how he did it, or this is how it went down.
Seems pretty likely.
It seems pretty obvious. Yeah. So that's what do you think about this knife that they found though? I know Nancy are all excited, wanting to find more evidence.
It
was so weird, because I was at work.
Go, but
I was at work. And
I was too.
I was watching, I have the news on
we
in
were
my studio.
We were not over the show, and then like literally somebody sent us that in an email. We're like, no!
Yeah. That was
And
nuts.
Then it was like all weekend, you could just talk, that OJ knife, the OJ knife. So they found a knife, okay. And I guess the guy, somebody was digging it up his estate or whatever, because the guy that bought the house wanted to tear it down and rebuild, and some worker found it, and then he took it to a cop, I guess, that was working down the street or whatever. It was like, hey, I found this, and instead of taking it to evidence, the cop was like, oh, okay, cool, I'll take this home with me.
Yeah, I'll just take this as a souvenir.
And just held on to it until I don't know when.
Yeah.
Until recently.
Until just when this show
like, he wanted to get the case number engraved on it.
Is that what he said?
And I think that's why somebody was like, why the fuck do you have a knife that could be tied to the O.J. Simpson case?
Oh, my God.
And now they're testing it for DNA evidence. But like, what if it comes back with all of that shit on it?
Wow. Well, you know what they say, Alex. if the knife is all rusted, he can't be busted. That's what Johnny Cochran says, or is saying right now.
You know what? That's going to make Nancy think.
I think you've got a Ouija board down your pants.
Hey, it's the first time she got it right. The other time seriously. She thought it just meant I was a psychic, I guess.
I don't know what she was thinking. I don't think a Ouija board, Nancy,
that does mean that you can talk to dead people. I think.
Yeah. So anyways.
that would be Johnny Cochran, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Amateur rapper.
God almighty. Just thinking he could spit rhymes like that
if
in the
If it does not fit, you must acquit.
God, and you know the whole story behind that glove not fitting? The reason
it
why
was soaked
it
in blood.
Well, no. Well, the reason why it didn't fit is because the gloves that he had were the kind of gloves that are skin tight, that fit on your skin as tight
and
as possible.
And
he
had latex gloves
on.
And
because
also
it was
the
evidence.
Glove had been, it was a leather glove that was soaked in blood.
And probably that
and
too.
And it was in that the grass all night and all of that shit. And he didn't. I've heard that Cochran told him not to take his rheumatoid arthritis medication, which made his hands swell up a little bit.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
I mean, there's a ton of factors that could have gone into it, but like, I think Darden probably should not have told him to put the glove on.
You don't think so? Was it Darden who told him to put it on?
I believe it was.
Huh. Well, there you go.
If you don't put the glove on, then,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know I think he still probably gets off. But
God almighty, they screwed that thing up. How do you not convict that guy?
I don't know.
Right?
You have an angry LA jury.
I guess. A black one at that. Never trust a... Never mind. I was about to say something horrible.
What were you going to say there, buddy?
Nothing. You can always trust a black jury, though. Anyways.
If you're O.J. Simpson.
What's that?
If you're O.J. Simpson, you can.
If you're O.J. Simpson, you can.
Well, but like... And then like, the fact that he's in jail now, what the fuck, O.J.?
How do you get caught
like
that?
You got the biggest get-out-of-jail-free card in the history of all time.
What did he get caught again doing? He was breaking into hotel rooms.
So I think, like...
God
so
almighty.
He lost the civil suit to the Goldman's family.
Mm-hmm. And he had to pay them a shit ton of money. And he
it
needed,
was like $33 million or whatever it was, so he had to sell his Heisman trophies. And I think one of the things he was breaking into that place in Vegas was to steal back one of his Heismans. Right. But, like, him and some other gunmen went with him. Fucking got caught, and like then they all like got
first
plea
of all,
deals.
First of all, first question.
So they could turn on OJ. And it's like, oh well, we're gonna fucking take this dude down.
You have to believe that at this point, OJ still has a little money in the bank. Like he's fucking OJ Simpson. He's got a little, right?
You get to do autographs.
Autographs alone would be fine. But why does he? Why does he have to go into the hotel room and break it out? Why can't he just hire somebody else to go in? Why does he physically have to do it?
I don't know, man. I would think.
You'd be a little smart, dude. You just got off for double murder.
I would not change lanes without signaling, ever.
Oh, never.
If I got off
never,
like he did.
Ever. I wouldn't do anything.
I would never turn right on a red.
Mm-mm.
Even if
that's perfectly legal.
Even if it's fine, I'd be super safe.
Oh, absolutely. I'd drive like 5 miles below the speed limit, even in a school zone. I'd be super cautious, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go breaking into hotel rooms. But you made a perfect argument. I'd just write autographs all day long and
make the money
off that.
And like, I mean, fuck, dude. Even like, think of like the murder trial. Like, start signing newspapers with it on there. Like, I don't know. You're innocent now, allegedly. Or I guess, no, you are officially innocent.
You are officially innocent.
Not guilty, I guess.
Right. Or not guilty, I guess, is the proper terminology. But then again, I'm not a lawyer. Wish
I don't
we had
know.
John here.
If only John was here. Thanks a lot, Bane, you Jesus dick.
Christ.
Apparently, they're butting head down there in Austin. But
are you serious?
That's another, story for another day.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Bane can be a real dickhead sometimes.
I know. We dealt with him for a couple weeks here, man. He's taking over the podcast.
But the OJ show is definitely my favorite show on TV right now.
Really? More than Better Call Saul?
Right now, yes. But I think a lot of people haven't been watching it. A ton of people haven't been. But I think that it's going to get on Netflix like everything else FX does.
Yeah.
And I think that people are going to watch it all the way through.
Yeah, people like
and then binge watching
stuff in 2016.
Yeah, we're going to have in 3-4 months when it comes out on Netflix, we're going to have a ton of people dude, that series was so great!
And we're going to be talking about the newest fucking Making a Murderer or whatever.
What if they made season 2 of just the people versus O.J. Simpson? It's like we already know he's not guilty, but it's like, what does he do afterwards?
Well, you know about that book you wrote afterwards, right? If I did it. Well, he didn't write it. I guess he used another name or something like that.
He was a part of it.
God almighty.
He basically
what a dick, man.
Wrote it.
I feel so bad for the entire Goldman family, Nicole's family, everybody's family. The Kardashian family.
I don't know. They kind of turned out okay because of that.
Well, I mean, still. Those kids look like they went through a bit. You don't think so, huh? You're not sympathetic?
No. I mean, I think they're okay now.
Oh, you poor bastard.
I think
they're anyways.
Okay. Dude, Cuba Gooding Jr., though.
You think he does a good
he's
job?
He's like, he's a little small to be OJ Simpson.
That's what I was thinking. But I think Jamie Foxx was originally supposed to play OJ.
I wouldn't have bought Jamie Foxx as OJ Simpson.
I think
Cuba looks like OJ. He's just not like the body wise.
I was just thinking the other day about he's been in a shit ton of movies.
Wasn't he in Love Boat?
He was all over the place.
No, he wasn't in Love Boat. What was that one where it was like a gay cruise and he?
Yeah, with God damn it!
Why is that the first Cuba Gooding Jr. movie that just came to my head?
Oh, who was he in it with?
I don't know, but there was a couple other people.
Yeah, it was a couple of other people.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, just find out. But he was in that movie Radio where he
Radio was fucking dope. His like that was his Forrest Gump.
Just offended every single retarded person on this in this country. That movie was so bad. You like that movie?
It was a good movie.
That was a nice feel good movie.
So it made you feel happy. It was a tearjerker.
Boat Trip. Who else was in it with him? Boat Trip.
Was the Horatio Sands?
Yeah, Horatio Sands.
Rosalind Sanchez.
God almighty. He's in some shit movies, that Cuba Gooding Jr.
It was like for a period of time, he's like, yep, I got it. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do
anything?
It. Anything?
Okay, give me a script.
Give me a script, baby. Give me a script.
So I've done some, like, these, like, I've told you I've done some research on the OJ stuff.
Yeah, I can tell, dude. You're
and,
obsessed.
Have you seen David Schwimmer playing Kardashian saying juice like 1,000 times?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Juice. When Chris and I broke up, the juice was there for me every night. Old, it's like still. He's not really the juice anymore. We gotta get you dressed, juice. A will? Juice. Come on, juice. It's AC. Juice! AC's here. Juice. Oh, I heard juice. It's on every channel. You know I feel the same, juice.
You're gonna tell them yourself, juice.
It's like he says it all the time, man.
Jesus, Ross.
We're still in the Bronco.
Juice.
Okay, juice.
Okay, juice. We're good to go.
You're home, juice.
You know Uncle Juice and your Uncle Juice. Uncle Juice is a good man.
He's never going to stop being the juice.
Okay, I'm going to put that on stuff on the
goodness
show page.
God almighty.
And, I've also found, because I was like, OJ Simpson, seems like he would be prevalent in rap.
Yeah.
I actually know off the top of my head a few rap references towards OJ Simpson, but here's like a minute and a half of OJ.
But I'm down with Drake, like AC is down with OJ. So I'm how you living. I'm the unforgiven psycho.
Pitching relevant. Legit.
Edited
like OJ all day.
Because we're all about censorship here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ma, that's right up my alley. I love my family. I want them all happy in Virginia. We smirked at the Simpson trial. Yeah, I guess the chase was wild, but what's the fuss about? See, plenty of my partners feeling like OJ. Beat murder like this, it's okay.
And that's what I do, flying for cheap. And you lipsy gippin' on me, hope you die in your sleep. OJ, yeah, probably don't get it. I'm the best that ever did it and got away.
I got more for but you already know that pimpin' the baller slash killer like OJ Simpson. Close to the mic like Scottie Pimpin'. Super glue grip like
Don't play. I eat y'all look like OJ killing everything from Bulls. It's a weenie, come for the boy, bitch. She be so poppin', then I got options like an auto boy. I be C-O-M-P-T-O-N, like when them ball at your defeat. C-O-M-P-T-O-N, my city.
These bricks was on Apollonia since OJ had isotoners. Don't act like I never told ya.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and then I think Kanye, I think, has like three or four OJ references.
Yeah, Kanye's a fool. OJ's a fool. It makes sense that they go together. Fucking Kanye West, man.
They do have a lot of parallels, don't they?
God, he's such an idiot. What is it with him?
Speaking of Kanye going crazy, have you seen Cat Williams doing all that crazy
shit? So last week.
Dude, like, what? He's just. You see the one of him, like, doing push ups at that bar?
Yeah. So last week, I remember when the first one broke. When, like, he robbed a pool store last week.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that. I was like, oh, Cat Williams. Because I saw that mugshot, that god-awful mugshot with that horrible perm gone wrong he has. And I remember, Jesus Christ, Cat Williams, I haven't seen you in forever. But now you're arrested for robbing a pool store. And then the next day, he's in some bar, like he said, doing push-ups or whatever.
And getting all, like, riled up and rowdy with people.
Yeah. And then he got beat up at a concert or whatever he was doing.
It happens.
I think he's got issues. I think he's.
Oh, do you?
No. Like, I don't know if it's drugs or like bipolar or some kind of health issue. He's nuts.
I would definitely agree with you.
I don't think he's just your average stupid thug. I think he's actually a little mentally insane. I don't think Kanye is on that same level. I just think Kanye's an idiot. You know what I mean? Just stupid, full of himself.
A narcissist,
if you will.
I think Kanye's talented. Cat Williams, still, though.
You see,
I guess Cat Williams is too.
Cat but Williams he hasn't done is a funny lately. Guy. No, not that I've seen anyway. He was pretty good. Was he ever on those roasts? I think he was on those roasts every once in a while on Comedy Central, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
He was on that show Wildin' Out on MTV with Nick Cannon, who I fucking hate.
I do not like him.
God, if I could kill
bit.
One guy and get away with it scot-free, Nick
You'd
Cannon.
You'd be Nick Cannon
probably.
Everybody.
Probably.
Dude, that's a lot of people
probably,
you're picking from.
I'd probably
from.
take out the entire Depeche Mode clan.
Really? Okay, let's see. That's more
the
like
entire
what
band,
I thought you would have
gone with. The entire band and then all of their number one fans. Uh-huh. And then if I had time, I'd get around to Nick Cannon.
Well.
Yeah. I know you'd take
He's
out
pretty
Nancy.
Annoying.
He's awful.
Nancy.
He's so untalented. What does he do? He's got the easiest gig
he's
hosting.
He's working
there.
For Radio Shack now.
Is he?
Like, not like in a store, but I think he's like the director of something.
Are you serious? I thought they got rid of Radio Shacks.
Well, basically, that shows how well he's doing.
Wow, there you go.
He's saving him, man.
Yeah, bringing him back.
Getting us to go back to the Shack.
Fucking Nick Cannon. Ugh. All right, let's not talk about him anymore.
Now you're done with that?
Yeah, I'm done with that. All
right.
I got it all out of my system. Jesus Christ, I thought Not Cool was later on in the show.
No, we'll get to it. Anyways. We'll get to it. So I guess that was a very long-winded, where have you been?
You've been addicted to fucking OJ.
Pretty much.
Very nice.
Pretty much.
I like it. I like it.
So where have you been, buddy?
Where have I been? Oh, well, last time we recorded...
besides L.A. and Brentwood.
Right, doing the back and forth deal.
It must be stressful.
I didn't even tell you about the application process.
Yeah, I had no idea you were doing
I was trying
this.
To keep it under the table. I don't want to tell... I'm kind of embarrassed, to
You've
be honest.
Got very early mornings to be driving back and forth.
Yeah, dude, long days, man. Long, long days. But anyways, last time we recorded was Monday.
Yes, it was.
It was Monday. And the next day, it was Super Tuesday. Everybody was voting in the southern states. Call it SEC
did
Day.
Did you do your civic duty and go out and vote?
I did.
I did as well.
Good for
and
you.
Look at us.
I know.
Look at us.
Even though you
Two
voted
patriots.
For a socialist, it's okay with me.
I didn't vote for a socialist. I voted against somebody else.
But anyways, Super Tuesday, Ted Cruz's rally was in Houston. So I went to that. And I was there all night long to the wee hours of the morning. And then I woke up early the next morning and came into work like a boss. But it was very cool because like all the news stations were there. Everybody from all over the world was there. And it was this little bar downtown. And it was very cool.
Can you say the name of the bar?
What's that?
Can you say the name of the bar?
Sure. It was the Redneck Country Club.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
Yeah, I know, right?
Whoa.
God, I was
going
to say it for not
would
cool.
You say that?
I was going to say it was so
oh
cool.
Oh, my God, Chris.
So I used to work
How
at this bar.
How could you say such a word?
I used to work at...
He said Redneck. Oh, my God.
I know. Forgive
me. Oh, my God. It's racist.
It's like Jake Tapper. Forgive me. That's what it's called.
I swear.
Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Such a little puss, man.
Okay. So Ted Cruz, just explain to everybody that's listening that may not already know. How ridiculous this was blown out of proportion by CNN and Gawker.
So guy
and
who owns
everywhere,
guy who owns the Redneck Country Club or the RCC is friends with Ted Cruz. So naturally, when Ted Cruz's estate was voting, Ted Cruz wanted to have his rally after everybody voted at the bar where his friend owns.
Yeah.
So word gets out that they're having this rally at the Redneck Country Club. It's called the Redneck. Can you believe that? It's called the
oh
Redneck
my goodness.
Country
How
Club.
How dare them?
And the media took that story and ran with it. And they said Ted Cruz is having his rally at a racist bar. He's a racist. You know what I mean? And people were apologizing. There's a video of Jake Tapper saying, "Don't get mad at me. It's called the Redneck Country Club." And there were articles written about it, and this and that, and news stories. And there were some good articles, but mostly bad articles.
Mostly by people that had never been to
Most,
the bar.
Just, oh my God,
I would
it was
say about
so 90% ridiculous.
Had never been to
Ever.
The bar.
But I was there, and I'm a black guy, and I was treated very nicely at the Redneck Country Club with a lot of the white people there. So,
oh, dude, you should have like found every camera and just been the one guy that was standing there.
Yes.
And like just losing your shit.
Yeah. That would have really pissed
Why
me off.
Didn't you do that? Like,
I, was
hey,
too I was too busy
smile.
Getting drunk, man.
They're like, he's getting paid.
He's getting paid. Exactly. He's paid.
I always
here.
Wonder that now, though.
He's
like,
their token black guy.
Because, you know, Hillary, they said, had paid all of those actors, and then Donald had paid all of those actors to go to their rallies and stuff. Like, I always just wonder, like, is that guy real? He looks too happy.
Yeah.
And then the one where Hillary was doing Saturday Night Live made fun of, where it's like she had like three black people and an Indian and a Muslim girl behind her. It's like, oh, really? You didn't just pick and choose those? No, these are the people I normally hang out with.
Right.
Not only my white friends in Washington.
God, people are so stupid, so racist.
But it's just like, how are people manipulated that easy? But, oh, well, no, she's got everybody behind. It's like, do you not think she did that on
she's
purpose?
She's the woman for everybody. She's the candidate for everybody. She's candidate every man.
She's the woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fucking woman. I'm voting for her. God, oh, my God, so women have to vote for other women. Nancy, shut up.
Madeleine Albright said, you're not doing your civic duty. There's a special place in hell for women who don't vote for women.
Well, Nancy's obviously on board with that.
Yeah, she is. But that's where I've been the past couple of weeks. It's been very nice working for a news station and having all this political talk, because that's all I've been hearing about. And it's getting kind of... I'm not going to say I'm getting tired of it, but it's getting kind of old.
Are you ready for November?
I'm ready for what?
You ready for November?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just get this shit over.
God almighty. We've been
or at least just get us down to two people. But it's probably going to be... the two people we don't want media covering for that whole time.
If it were up to me, it'd be down to two people. But people refuse to get out of the race. Not naming any names. Marco Rubio or John Kasich.
Little Marco.
Lion Ted.
Little Marco Rubio.
All right, let's talk about this.
You want to see my hands or my dick, Marco?
God almighty. Can you believe how... First of all, what do you think about Donald Trump? You've watched the past couple debates.
I think he's entertaining as fuck. I just like I couldn't vote for him. No. I couldn't vote for him.
He'd be a bad president,
the other time,
right?
But I couldn't. I had to find alternative ways of doing it. And I was honestly like I think Kasich is the coolest dude that's talking.
Are you serious?
I think he's making the most sense right now. But I don't think like, he's not going to.
Are you being serious?
He was making a lot of sense like in the 4 seconds they gave him to talk. But
yeah,
I think he's very like realistic about his chances.
He's a Mitt Romney light. If that's what you want. Or he's a John McCain light, if that's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, just in the debates, he's good. In the debates, he's good. I didn't do a ton of research on him because he's not going to win, so it's not really worth my time and effort researching it. But, like, I couldn't vote for Trump because I was like, I can't be that
guy that
votes him.
He's an honest-to-God clown. He's a fucking reality star. He's Kim Kardashian, President Kardashian.
But if it's Trump and Hillary, man... Like,
you'd go for
you...
Hillary?
No fucking way.
If it's Trump or Hillary, I'd stay home. I could not vote for the
two. I think Trump is stupid to some extent. I think
Trump is very stupid. I don't think
Hillary's stupid, though. I think Hillary's just evil, and I think she's being manipulative and very calculative about what she's doing.
Hillary's
I just think
not
Trump's
stupid.
Kind
the
of
Clinton
the dumbass
family...
that got, like, the class... He got, like... The class presidency.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in charge of everybody on this stage.
I don't think Trump expected to get as far as he's gotten. Nobody expected.
And I love that, like, there's just, like, the people that, and we're gonna, this is my not cool kind of later, but I'll get to that. Where, like, people just are outraged by him. Like, can you believe what he said? Like, yes, I can! He's saying everything and people vote for him still.
Well, the stuff that he's saying and the fact that he might be our president, or at least our nominee, the stuff that he's saying is
I don't
ridiculous.
Believe what he says, but, like, I believe that
Listen,
he says
when
it.
Listen, when he goes on the debate stage and tells America that he's got a big dick, or when he
Which
says that
funny,
Ted Cruz is a
fuck.
Pussy, or when he says that Megyn Kelly looks like she had her period last night, I mean, come on, dude. This guy's trying to be the president of the
Those
United
are like
States.
Three of the funniest things you could ever say.
Right? I'm just waiting for him
in front of an audience.
I swear to God, I'm just waiting for him to call Hillary a cunt. When he calls,
oh my God, see, please,
it's coming eventually.
Oh yeah, shut the fuck up, you cunt.
He's gonna call her a cunt eventually.
And then like, the debate,
and you know what?
Like, oh.
And you know what? His voters will stay loyal to him. His voters will not care.
He probably would gain more voters.
He has said that I can kill somebody on Fifth Avenue and I will not
and
lose
we still
a single
have voters,
vote.
Yeah,
and it's true. His voters are. As stupid as
but
the ones
you never
that voted
find
for
anybody
Obama.
That advertises for him, really.
What do you mean?
But like, there's no, there's
that
not
endorse him.
I mean,
you mean Jeff Sessions and Chris Christie and
well, but like public, like people around you, like there's
oh,
never
you
like,
don't,
yeah, go Trump, woohoo, well, yippee, skippy Trump.
You don't,
quiet.
You don't hear these people because you surround yourself by intelligent people. You don't go to fucking retard villages and say, hey, who are you voting for? You go to the retard village and they'll say, yeah, I'm voting for
do
Trump.
Do you really,
I hope
Chris, do you
I hope
think
I'm
they have villages of retards? I don't think there's such a thing as that.
I'm
and that's
just saying,
that's a huge
Nancy's
assumption
gotta,
you're making.
Nancy's got to go home to someplace.
Oh,
right?
My God, don't you say that word, Chris. I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell.
Sorry.
Nancy, what the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
He is running.
For president? Yeah, Donald is. But you're, like, way late to this party.
Seriously, just stay out of the conversation,
Nancy. Just shut the fuck
up. I advise you, sir, do not tango with me.
You're the one that's fucking trying to start shit here.
Sounds like a threat. Don't tango with me.
Shh. Nancy, shut up.
Welcome to the podcast.
Well, fine. Okay. You're going to welcome. All right.
Thanks for our introduction.
We're
about
30
minutes, 45 minutes deep.
A little late. Go back to digging.
Fuck seriously. She's never going to find anything. She's never going to find anything.
Fuck this shit. Honestly, like, I was...
I can't
Jessica
spent
and I really
plan.
Did some bonding this time.
I
because
bet.
Because we just didn't want to be by Nancy.
It's like the thing, the...
it was bad.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend or whatever they
I
said.
I mean, Jessica and I, we got our spots, but I think we got a little bit closer.
Yeah.
We got friendship bracelets.
Well,
that's
good
great.
For you. Oh, you got friendship bracelets. That's nice. The kind with little charms on them with the key and the locket and all that stuff.
Mine's a little half of a heart and hers is the other
very
half
nice.
Of a heart. And it
very
says
nice.
BFF. It's like B and the first half of the F is on mine and the other half of the F and the other F is on hers.
That's
it's
mighty
perfect.
Gay of you, Alex. That's
hey, dude,
mighty
no,
gay.
It's a best friend thing.
Did
dude.
You buy that for her?
She made it for me.
Oh, very nice.
She made it. She
very, very
out,
nice.
Found out how to do it on Pinterest.
Yeah,
and
she's been
knitted it on the
heavy
flight.
On that Pinterest. But yeah, that's where I've been. I've been keeping up with all this politicking.
So
it does interest me quite a bit.
Just like,
you want me
catch
to catch
us
you
up?
All right, so
Cruz did well over the weekend. Correct.
Cruz did very well,
and I think was it 70? He's down 70 delegates.
He's about 85. So Trump has, I think, 385. Cruz has like 300. Poor Marco Rubio has like
little Marco
has like 150, I think, and then like fucking Kasich has 20 something or
but
70.
It's like,
I think
like Cruz is like doable though.
Cruz
right?
is very doable after. After this past week, when he won Kansas and Maine, which was very unexpected, I think he was down like 12 points in one of the states in the polls. He came back and won Maine, and he tied in delegates for Louisiana, but they ended up giving the winner to Trump, even though they came away with the most amount of delegates, with the same amount of delegates. But yeah, Cruz is very doable. At this point, Rubio needs to get out of the race and endorse Ted Cruz so Cruz can go on and win Florida. Mm-hmm. Because Florida and Ohio are very important states, and we're voting. And those states are voting on the 15th.
You think Kasich
March.
Can win Ohio?
He could. He better. It's very important that he does. But Rubio cannot win Florida. He cannot win Florida. He's not going to win it. So the only way
that Trump will win Florida,
if Rubio does not get out, Trump will win Florida. But if Rubio gets out and endorses Ted Cruz, and even says, "Hey, I'll Ted Cruz, you want me to be your VP?" and Ted Cruz says, "Yeah," which I think will happen, that'll be a perfect fucking ticket. Then Trump and I mean I'm sorry, Cruz and Rubio will win Florida, and then the nominee. It's gonna come down to Florida if Rubio gets out. So basically,
just like the election of 2000, right?
No, nothing like it.
Bush Gore that came down to Florida.
Yeah, it did. Well, I mean,
see, same state. I win.
Same came down to the Supreme Court more than anything. But yeah, it's
so
gonna.
Do you think it'll happen? Or do you think it's
do
gonna
I think
be,
what's going to happen?
Do you think Cruz can sneak the nomination, or do you think Trump's going to ultimately do it?
I think I'm hoping that Cruz wins, but then again, it's
thinking with your
it's Trump.
With your head.
No,
not
I think
your heart.
I think Trump is done, man. I think after this last debate, when he went on stage and told America he had a big dick, I think people.
What if
had,
a bunch of ladies loved it?
Because listen, man, he was up about 14 points in Maine, and then this debate happened, and Cruz crushed him. So, obviously, this last debate had a huge effect on Trump. I think he's been beaten up the past two debates. I think Trump might be done. That's my opinion. And it's his to lose, apparently, but it's also Cruz can win. Cruz can be the president, because Cruz is the only one who can beat Hillary.
I just wish Cruz was in the lead so we could say, he's on Cruz.
That's what they've been saying. They've been calling this past weekend Super Cruz Day.
Super Cruz Day.
Mm-hmm. But that's where we are at. It takes 1,237 delegates to secure the nomination.
And so Mitt
Romney
came out and said he could block him. What happens if that, like, how do you block someone?
Well, Mitt Romney was just trying to get people out against Trump. He just wants people pissed off against Trump. He doesn't want people voting for Trump.
Oh, you
can't block them. He can, the only, listen, so like I was saying, it takes 1,237 delegates to secure the nomination. If Trump doesn't get that, then it'll go to a brokered convention, which means that delegates will start horse trading and they'll re-vote and all this stuff, which I don't think can happen. I think Cruz will win it outright. But Romney is just crying because he's a little bitch who lost in 2012.
Yeah.
Pretty much. He's a
basically.
Loser. He's a loser.
He's a loser.
He's a loser.
All he is a loser that hasn't done anything.
Oh,
except
Donald
ruin
Trump,
campaigns.
Man. Poor Donnie.
He lost 4 years ago. Why does he think he can win now?
Is that a Donald Trump
or a
Batman?
It's a really bad Donald Trump.
Sounds like Batman.
This is Batman. I'm really wish I'm doing this. I'm Donald Trump now. Ha ha ha.
But anyways, that's where we are. This is very, very interesting election we got going on, my friend. Very interesting indeed.
What if O.J. Simpson ran for president? Would you vote for him, Trump, or Hillary?
Oh, probably OJ, just because it'll I'd vote for OJ. Circus, right?
Because he'd fucking kill somebody. If
and how often does somebody, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure this is the first time thing, but somebody getting charged for murder and then coming back to be president? I don't think that's ever happened in American history before.
Hillary's close.
Oh, that's true. She got the whole Benghazi thing hanging over her head. She should be charged for murder.
She didn't do that directly, but...
I'm saying, she should be brought up on some kind of charges. But anyways, yep, that's where I've been, my friend. Very knee-deep in election business.
Knee-deep in election
pussy. And I hope you know, my where you've been is always just working.
Yeah, I get it.
And this is basically, again, just working.
Well.
Because this is all I hear about at work.
Do you want to do our Not Cool segment then?
We don't have to do Not Cool. I'm sure there's a certain quarterback that
retired. Oh, fuck. We almost forgot about our boy Peyton.
God almighty. Come on,
he
Alex.
Just retired after 18 years.
Hanging up the cleats, man. Thoughts? Opinions?
He's the first guy I remember watching in, like, college and the pros. Like, I watched him getting drafted.
Yeah.
Watched him do, like, he had a full career. 18 years in the NFL. Like, I remember all that shit.
Yeah.
It's weird that he's gone now.
Right? And now you're going to watch Cam Newton come in, do his thing, and you're going to see him leave in about 16 years, probably.
Like, okay, top, like, best quarterbacks of all time, I think.
Obviously.
Tom Brady's number one.
Montana.
Joe Montana's number two, and then I would put Peyton at three, would you?
Yep.
Like, who else would you put at three?
Yes, I'd put Peyton Manning at three, but...
Like, and if you just think about, like, in our generation that we've grown up watching football, we've seen two of the best quarterbacks of all time.
It's not been a big deal to us, really. It's kind of a who's better, Montana or Brady? And it's always back and forth. I think Brady, too.
I think Brady did more with less,
mm-hmm.
which is why I give it to him.
And then there's Terry Bradshaw, which I always thought was good, but you don't, because you thought he was just a product of a good environment.
I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback, but I think he doesn't win as many Super Bowls if you put him on another team.
Fucking Troy Aikman's not all that good. He had Michael Irvin, and he had Emmitt Smith, and he had all these other guys that made him good around.
I think Bradshaw's a top 10 quarterback, not a top 5.
Mm. Where's Aikman on that list?
Aikman's a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah? Very nice, then. That's all I asked for.
From statistics.
Are there any Giants quarterbacks that are on that top 10 list?
Eli Manning will be when he wins his third Super Bowl this year.
Are you serious? You think Eli's going to win a third one?
Dude, every year Peyton's won the Super Bowl, Eli's won it the year after. Whatever. It's a fact.
We'll see.
It's 100% of the time it's happened.
We shall see, indeed.
Won the Super Bowl twice but, now. The first time he won it.
So it was kind of depressing seeing Peyton hanging up, man.
I don't think it was, because you saw his body start to fall apart on him, and you could see he was mentally there. His body was just letting him down. And yeah. Like his arm was going. He wasn't throwing it as deep as he could. He had that ankle injury.
How old was Brett Favre when he retired?
I don't know, but Brett Favre was a different quarterback. Brett Favre could chuck it, but Brett Favre also was just kind of just slinging shit.
Yeah, he was. He was slinging it.
And it was annoying at the end when he was like, "Are you gonna retire?
I love Brett Favre. Are you gonna retire?" Him towards the end.
Well, how many times did he retire and unretire? Like 15 times?
At least 3 times, right? 2 times, maybe.
Yeah, a lot.
I loved Brett Favre with the fucking Vikings, dude.
Didn't you? He should have gone out as a Packer.
Until he beat the Cowboys.
He should have gone out as a Packer.
Yeah, he should have gone out as a Packer. Definitely, he should have never returned to Lambeau Field.
You know what his last pass as a Packer
was?
An interception to the
Giants.
Oh
yeah, it was.
Corey Webster.
Was it to the Giants? Jesus.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind going to Lambeau Field. That's probably my, yeah.
It's better than that piece of shit they have in Dallas.
Are you kidding me?
I'll
the nicest stadium in all of the
Most
National Football League?
Stadium in the whole world.
Whatever you say, broski.
Do you want to pay $40 for parking? Hey, thanks, Jerry.
Hey, man, there's a Walmart right across the street. You can park there.
And
then
towed.
You can simply walk. No, you're not going to get towed at a
Maybe.
Walmart. Are you,
you
kidding
could.
Me? Me and my girlfriend used to have sex in the Walmart parking lot. Nothing would happen.
We didn't get towed.
We didn't get towed. I'm just saying, you can do anything in a Walmart parking lot. You can sell drugs in a Walmart parking lot. Nobody's
giving
you
any trouble.
You've
had a lot of experience doing that?
I do. I mean, not selling, but I'm not going to say anything else.
Oh, really? No? So, is Peyton, who's your favorite quarterback of all time?
Tom Brady. Just because people hate him so much, and I like the fact that people hate him, and he just keeps winning.
He's one of my favorite. I think, yeah, right? He's one of my favorite
And he's the most
all-time.
Fucking, God, that dude, so handsome. Right? He's so handsome.
He's a good looking dude, I'll tell you that.
No,
much.
He's just
he's a good looking dude.
He's a good quarterback.
That Giselle's a good looking lady, too.
No, she's not. South Park says she looks like a man.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I do not think so.
She makes more money than that guy. I think it's preposterous.
Well, yeah, because she's a fucking model. So yeah, there's not like a salary cap on that shit.
Yeah, but still. Just saying. Best quarterback in the league. Well, yeah, you know, fair to middling
fighting
model.
We're fighting for equality, you know. There she goes. Yeah, she's, whatever. Let's turn that up on its head right there, huh? There's a strong woman in the working place, you know what I'm saying? Putting some food on the table. She's the breadwinner in the family.
Yeah, she
is. And
she?
Tom Brady's not the breadwinner.
I wonder if he signed a prenup. Or if she signed.
Why would they?
I don't know.
They're both fine.
I guess.
On their own. But he'll go walk off in his Uggs.
In his Uggs?
His man Uggs.
His man Uggs. Do you have a pair of Uggs?
I do not.
No?
I'm a man.
I don't wear wouldn't Uggs. Mind having something Uggy, like not a Moccasins. Pair of Uggs. Are those kind of like Uggs? But something warm in the winter to keep my feet as warm.
Maybe some socks. Some nice fuzzy socks.
Fuck you,
socks.
Man. All right. I want some nice, comfortable
just cozy
slippers.
Up by the fire.
Yeah.
And read a book. Good
exactly.
Book. A
with
good
some
book
nice hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Exactly.
Maybe I just spike love that. It with maybe something, my, something. I'll have my robe on. It'll be nice.
Don't make fun of me, all right? I'm not cold. Jesus. What was he talking about last week? That was so goddamn. Oh, yeah. The bodega.
The bodega.
The bodega. You've never heard of
the
bodega.
Bodega. And then I was at this bodega doing this thing at the bodega.
God.
Bodega. And then I was hanging out on the terrace. Like, the fuck's a terrace, Cole? Terrace.
But the thing I always say about Cole is you gotta love him because he just owns
it. He does.
He does not give a shit, man.
Every time you're like, that's so stupid. He's like, I know.
Hey, man.
Thing.
I use Sandalwood soap. Sandalwood soap is good.
I love The Bachelor. Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows. I've DVR'd it. I'm going to go watch it later.
It's like, I'm not that comfortable. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say some
Cole's
shit.
Cole's
like
a winner.
Cole is a winner.
Wouldn't bring him back gotta, if he wasn't always. If he wasn't
absolutely. Good for him. Shout out to your boy Cole Clay.
I guess Peyton Manning retiring.
Yep, gone with the wind. And, so now who's the best quarterback in the league? Or who's the next Peyton? Or, better question, I heard local sports guys asking this question, Peyton Manning, best regular season quarterback?
He's up there.
I'm not asking if he's up there. I'm asking, is he the number one
I mean,
best?
And I think to say best regular season quarterback, I guess you could just look at stats right off the bat. But I think you have to look at, like, I didn't watch all of, like, the older guys play and stuff like that. I did watch Peyton play every year, and he was always at the top of his game. Like, five MVPs, you win the MVP in the regular season, I think that's hard to argue with. Brett Favre, you could argue, is maybe the greatest regular season quarterback, but I think Peyton wins the argument.
And what about his post-game career?
He has the most playoff losses of all quarterbacks. Yeesh. Most one and dones in NFL postseason history.
Does
but
he really?
Yeah, but I mean, because he was always the number one seed. He had, I think, there were two seasons that Peyton played in that he started every game of that season for that team that they didn't win 10 games. Like, how fucking ridiculous is that?
Yeah. I don't.
Like, you can't touch that. You can't touch those stats. There's not going to be anybody that's able to get anywhere near the stats that he's put up over his career.
I don't
we
mean
knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
The athletic stats.
God damn it.
I mean the rape stats.
What to interrupt us again next.
Thanks. Right. And on that note, why don't I tell you about Amazon, I ordered so St. Paddy's Day is coming up. I told you I got a tuxedo for Valentine's Day. Got a red tuxedo for Valentine's Day. Got a green one for St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to look fresh as fuck. Ordered it through the Amazon banner at PassTheGradePod.com. I just went to PassTheGradePod.com, clicked on it, fired up the podcast, was like, hey, I like these guys. These guys are hilarious. Let me listen to this shit. Went to Amazon, did my shopping. It didn't cost me anything extra. All I had to do is have one extra click at the Amazon banner on PassTheGradePod.com, ordered all my shit, gave a little bit of money back to my favorite podcast. It's pretty great. They gave us a small little chunk of change, and all you got to do is click through our website just to let them know that you got there through us. So they can kick us back some stuff. Amazon banner, PassTheGravyPod.com.
Very nice. I like that. That singing.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
So I guess that's what time it is this week. Not cool.
Not cool.
Do you have a not cool?
I do.
Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first since you went first with the where you been.
I'll go first because mine's kind of about the politics that we were just talking about, I guess.
Then by all means, go first.
And mine is just the people that are... unfriend me if you support insert candidate.
Oh.
Or like how they always have those like graphs that show like 90% of this, and it's always some skewed, like biased.
Very
site.
Biased, yeah.
Oh, really? No, that's not a Bernie Sanders support site that you're Gawker, showing us Bernie Sanders shit on. Oh, that's not a Hillary site. Okay, you make sense. Oh, Donald Trump thing. Okay, cool. But you never see Donald Trump shit because nobody's ever for Donald Trump on Facebook because they're gonna just get skewered. It's always people that are anti Donald Trump, and I get that he's a fucking crazy dude. But everybody and their fucking mom has told me on Facebook anything new. You say, can you believe Trump did this? Oh my God, Trump did this. We're not really gonna let this guy be our president, right, guys? We're not really gonna.
Well,
let
you
this
shouldn't.
Guy.
I don't have a problem. I'm sorry to be such a naysayer, but I don't have a problem with dialogue on the Facebook. This guy should not be our president. However you talk
I
about it.
I get like every if now. Like one time is okay, but the 15th post from the same guy telling me that, like, first off, you're never going to change my opinion based on your Facebook post. And secondly, yep. Like, you just look like a dick.
Can I see your point, but this is what really gets me. It's kind of the same thing is when they say this. If Donald Trump is elected president, I'm moving me and my family to Canada.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Sure.
That is... You know, Canada has... like, I heard some story about they opened up some website dedicated to new coming citizens from America for the sole purpose of Donald Trump becoming president. And there's a website. If you want to move to Canada, just go to this website.
I believe it.
And we'll help you. Because there are so many people threatening to move to Canada since Donald Trump's doing so well.
And hardly any of them.
Nobody's going. Nobody. And I think
which is why I hate when people make these accusations.
Raven Simone,
like,
a few weeks ago, went on The View.
Fuck
or she
that
is
cunt.
On The View. I know, right? She's so fucking stupid. Or she's
I remember when I think it was Bill O'Reilly was having an argument with them one time, and then her and whoever the other chick was like stormed off on the set while Bill was just like lecturing them, and he was like what's he supposed to, oh, well, don't leave so I can't make my point further. And so he just like owned the rest of the show and just
pretty
destroyed
much.
Him. It's like, why'd you walk off on your own show, you dumb bitch? But as you were saying about
but anyways,
this,
Raven... Ooh.
This Raven.
Raven Simone.
That's so
who
Raven.
Was on the Bill Cosby show way back when.
That's not very Raven.
No, it's not. she threatened if Trump is the nominee, not the president, but if he's the nominee, she's moving to Canada.
No, she won't.
I know, right? What no, a she lying won't. Cunt.
Didn't she do something not too long ago that was stupid as shit?
A few years or a couple years ago, I think she said she actually said something that I don't disagree with. She said that I'm not black. I'm African American. I'm American. She said that, which got her some attention.
No, it was when they were talking about Donald Trump earlier, and they were like him like getting rid of immigrants or whatever. She's like, Mr. Trump, have you ever thought if you get rid of all the immigrants, who's going to clean your toilets?
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh,
was that
no.
Raven? Yeah, that was Raven Simone, wasn't it?
No, but what I mean is, and she tried to like explain, it's like, no, right. Now we're all offended at your stuff.
You
can't be
it.
The one that's offended.
You already stepped in that pile of dog do.
BS.
Yeah, that's what it is, Nancy. It is BS. There's like, occasionally she just jumps in with one that's good, but not often. So it might not
we
cool.
We need to just stop giving her a microphone.
I don't know. I don't give her one, man. I think she buys new ones every week because
wow.
I take them away. Unless it's Jessica. Jessica, is this your doing?
Don't give her a microphone.
Are you doing? I'm not giving her anything. I'm specifically not. And you're typing. Good. Which is good. We've got some feedback last week, and apparently she had been typing more. We're getting more than 4 or 5 paragraphs. It was about 2 pages worth that she showed. But what is your not cool this week, buddy?
All right. So,
can we tone it down? Just
Jessica, please.
Chime it down a little.
Cannot
bit.
Hear myself think.
It's fucking tight.
Last week, or no, it's not.
You
Jessica,
are you typing louder?
Jesus Christ!
Will you just turn that shit off?
Please.
It's not functioning.
There we go. Thank you.
There we go. Thank you. Right, thank you.
A little better. So a couple days ago, I was on my way home, and it was kind of late at night, and I had to stop at the gas station to get myself a little snack. You know, I like to snack before I go to sleep. You know what I mean? I have a sweet... Jessica, please. God
Shut
almighty,
it down,
for the love
Jessica.
Of God.
I mean, she's doing what
Thank
we told
you.
Her to do.
I understand that. All right, so I stop at the gas station to get myself a Snickers bar. And it's one of those gas stations where they don't like to open the door after a certain hour. So you got to do that.
Could you say it's in a bad part of town?
It's nothing. It's not in River Oaks.
Perhaps
it's not.
They may do this for a reason. You're saying?
Well, I understand, but like you don't have to do it at 9:00 p.m. when the street lights just came on, and it's just one guy trying to get a Snickers bar, and I'm yelling at you. You're holding up the Kit Kat, and I'm like, no, no, the Snickers bar, the Snickers. And he's yelling up. He's like, no.
Like, oh, like so, yeah. Like, and he like he'll go get anything you point out in the store.
Exactly.
I hate that, but I always fuck with the guy. I always fuck with him. Fuck with you. Get him to go back and put shit back. Like, oh, that's awful. I waste his time.
Well, I got no time to waste.
I want a Reese's.
Like,
now.
Dude, I've got two jobs driving back and forth from L.A. to Houston. I got places to be, man. I understand. So when I say a Snickers bar, I don't want them to hold up a Kit Kat bar and then a Twix bar and then a Hershey's bar. And I want fucking Snickers. But yeah, I had to deal with that for about 5 minutes, and it's just the worst. Can't you just let me into the store? I'm not going to steal anything. You know what I mean? You can trust me.
Right.
You can trust me.
You can trust a young black man.
What?
I'm saying you should be able to. Yeah. You should be able to.
I'm sure if you went, do you think if you went, they'd open up the door and said no?
No, never.
No?
Never. Same I usually deal. Get shut out of most
places. What if O.J. Simpson had tried to come
easily.
In?
Easily. Mayor Brentwood.
Mayor Brentwood. Oh, God. But yeah, that's my not cool is that thing where...
Because you're scared that O.J. might stab you if you don't give him what he wants anyways now, I guess. So there's that added fear like, no, he's for... Oh, but no. wait, I don't want to piss him off. I don't want to piss him off.
I was not...
Because he'll get away with it.
I promise you. I got another not cool though.
Oh, you're bringing two. You've been doubling it down the last couple of weeks.
A little bit.
Way to go. Stepping up your not cool game.
I went to a restaurant and just got myself a to-go order.
And a togo.
A togo, as some people call it.
Yes.
And I sat at the bar while I waited for my togo, and I got myself a vodka tonic, which I've been drinking quite a bit of. And lady gave me my vodka tonic, and I took a sip of it, and the tonic was just flat, and it was just basically vodka and water, and it was gross and really nasty. And I told her, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, because they have got the little nozzle thing that shoots out the tonic water or whatever. So, oh, I've got to go all the way in the back and change it. And she was feeling lazy or whatever. And she charged me for the fucking vodka tonic. And then she kind of expected a tip. She
like, didn't, like, switch them out?
Nope, didn't switch them out. She didn't offer to do anything. She didn't offer to pour a little cranberry juice in there or anything. She just said, sorry.
Did you tip her?
No, I didn't tip her. And I could tell she was kind of upset that I didn't tip her. I could feel the what the fuck coming from her.
You just had one drink?
I just had one drink while I waited for my togo. Well, I wasn't going to get another vodka flat tonic.
How much was it?
It was like $5.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm not going to spend another one.
Like especially if you gave him, yeah.
It's like, you're not cool. What was your not cool from a couple weeks ago? They did something to your drinks. Oh yeah, you spent like $60-something on one drink. Yeah,
$68 for $48. Excuse me. $48. I get those high priced two drinks mixed up sometimes.
That's cray. That's absolutely cray. But yeah, so
bartenders are craze balls.
They are craze balls. Craze balls. Oh, that's funny. But anyways, yeah, two not cools. There you go, baby.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well, I'm going to wrap this bad boy up then.
It's your call, bro.
This all PCast. Dude, we've done 111.
111 podcasts?
111.
Well, you've done 111. I've done like 20
something. Pastor Gravy's done 111.
I'm just saying, you've done all the heavy
lifting. It's not I. It is myself and a team of people that I always surround myself with, because you've never ever heard Alex P on his own.
Oh.
Have you?
Oh, well, sometimes those little intros,
I can do a minute or so, but you're never going to hear an hour out of me just solo style.
I'd be curious to know what you'd sound like going up against the clock for an hour.
I'd probably pretty bad.
You think so?
There'd be a lot of editing needed.
I don't think so.
I'd run out of gas.
A lot of editing, he says. Lots of heavy, heavy audio that day. Lots of Nancy
lots,
Grace.
Lots of Nancy. Nancy
lots
B.
Lots of Nancy.
Really talking to me much. Why don't we answer some questions this week, big guy?
Is that your favorite segment? Because I have no idea.
I was going to leave it out.
Oh,
I was
going
to leave it out because I feel like I always say that. But it is my favorite
segment. But I don't
know
if it's still your favorite segment.
Favorite part of the week. Yeah. So if you're going to ask, I'll mention it.
Well, there you go.
Well, if you just answered the question.
Why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest. No big deal.
Yeah, answer.
Answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Yep.
What
question?
The question.
Alrighty, boys and girls, and remember, if you'd like to contribute to the answer segment of the podcast, all you got to do is email us passthegravypod@gmail.com. We read all the emails and we'll use them, I promise.
I'm sorry, Alex, to interrupt. But before we start the answers, can I just address something real quick that we've been getting a few questions on Twitter? You just reminded me, actually.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, we've got like four or five tweets on that.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, I talked to you. I guess my not cool was the fact that the doctor had diagnosed me with kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very scary time in my life. Well, after we recorded that podcast, I guess like 2 or 3 days later, doctor calls me up and says, hey, man, turns out you don't have kidney stones. And
no, you don't have them?
I don't have them. And I just dropped the phone, and I'm at work. I want to yell, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm so pissed off at this. Like, I have to take it back, dude, because I was so scared about those kidney stones.
Dude, you were, like, shitting yourself.
I was shitting myself. And everybody I talked to about
those. I felt bad for you.
Everybody I talked to about it, they were all giving me the same. Exactly. Hashtag pray for me. And thank you for praying for me. Y'all obviously did pray for me.
You prayed it away.
Exactly.
And, you really did. You healed it.
Everybody I talked to about these kidney stones were saying that they were the worst thing in the world. And how are you going to do this? You're only 20-something years old. You no way you're going to handle this. You're going to fucking die. And I was so scared and so scared. Doctor calls me back and says you don't have them, and I'm really pissed off at this doctor for telling me I get. That's like, you don't scare somebody like that and say, hey, you got kidney stones, good luck,
psych,
and then just say psych, not really.
What if that was gotcha. What he said?
Ha, gotcha. But no, man, that was that.
Where's Ashton?
I guess that should have been my not cool last week.
Am I getting
where's Ashton? But yeah, doctor just straight up had the diagnosis wrong. The pain went away because I was dealing with some serious back pain, which just went away, I guess.
But, he gave you muscle relaxer.
He gave me a muscle relaxer, and I was just taking all that shit. And you saw me, dude. I was kind
of you were out of it.
I was out of it, bro. But anyways, don't have kidney stones. Thank you for praying for me.
So you don't have them anymore, or you did, and they receded,
No. I don't think I ever had them. Yeah, he didn't say they dissolved or anything.
You're like, where the fuck did you get your doctor license,
I was
bro?
Really upset. Like, that's like saying, dude, you...
I could have diagnosed myself with kidney stones wrong.
Exactly.
On WebMD. I could have done this
by Googling.
You don't
tell somebody you've got a brain tumor, and then 2 days later, oh, looks like you don't
have a
brain tumor.
I hope you didn't have to pay for that doctor's visit.
Oh, that's a good point. I should get my fucking money back. Well, that's insurance, you know. They take care of that shit.
Yeah,
Blue Cross
Blue
Shield. You
gotta pay the insurance usually.
Well, you know, just your deductible.
That's true.
I should get my deductible back, I guess. But anyways, that's a discussion for another time. But anyways, I just wanted to address that real quick. No kidney stones, so thank God.
Your prayers have saved it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Really did.
All you PTG listeners.
I think what that shows is the power of the hashtag PTG. Yes.
Amen.
If you can hashtag it, it can be done.
It means something, obviously.
It does.
Absolutely.
And we actually have a hashtag in one of these answers questions.
So there you go.
That's pretty convenient that we're talking about it right now.
That's how hashtag blessed I am.
Dude, hashtag blessed for sure, man.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag
baby.
Truth.
Hashtag truth. All right, let's answer some answers.
All right. So you're good for like? Is it like a question? Does he get you later?
I got no pain in my back. The pain, I don't know what the
Have
fuck
you cleaned
it was,
up your
dude.
Diet a little bit now?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, dude.
Maybe that's what it like. Maybe it was just like a foreshadowing of it, and you're like, oh, nope, and now you're gonna be good.
After I, because I was eating some shit, man. I was eating fast food like every day and really bad food. And then after the doctor said, it looks like you got kidney stones, I started eating salads every day and started eating fruit more often and vegetables. And I guess
that's. You start getting your period.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck you, man. But yeah, I'm good, man. All is good in the hood. So, sorry to keep you all wondering and guessing.
The people were on the edge of their seats.
I know, people were on the edge of their
seats. On the edge of their tweets.
Very nice, very nice.
All right. So, if you want to send us some questions for the answers segment or to congratulate Chris on not having kidney stones, all you got to do is email us at passthegravypod@gmail.com. You could tweet us at passthegravypod. I am at Alex J. Middleton, and Chris is at Chris Hogan 82. So our first question of the week comes from Kenny Gardner. And he said, would boxing be more exciting if it were a tag team event?
Ooh, I think so, because boxing is pretty boring, bro. That used to be the sport. That was America's sport, right?
Yeah, and then I think it's kind of fixed now, and I think UFC is really kicking its ass.
Yep.
Like, literally UFC is just dominating.
So you think it should be like wrestling where you just tag me in?
Yeah, I mean, but there's nobody like, I don't know any boxers.
No.
Like, Mayweather, Pacquiao are the only ones.
That's
new.
It.
Old.
Yeah.
And I think, didn't Mayweather retire or whatever?
Did he?
I don't know.
I have no
Did
idea.
Did he say he wasn't fighting again?
I don't know.
He'll probably fight again. Yeah, he needs the money, right?
Dude, he'll dangle that cash in front of him. He's a goddamn thug. He can't say no to the dough.
So, I would definitely say.
Yeah, just to make it interesting a little bit. Because something must be done about that sport. I can't remember.
Do you have to add rounds then? Instead of going 12 rounds or 10 rounds, you go 20 rounds?
Is it 12?
Is 10?
It used to be 15.
Really?
No, it used to be 15. Now it's 12. I think that's what it is.
Well,
I'm almost certain of it.
I guess.
But
we'll
yeah, you'd have to add a few rounds so each person can get.
Let's
make
it a 20-round fight, a marathon fight.
Or they could just say, you know, no tag team, just take the gloves off and bare knuckle box this shit.
What if? Okay.
Then you'd have a few concussions. Will Smith would have to make another movie, and I want to see all that stuff.
And then he's going to bitch you. Yeah. An Oscar nomination.
We're
going
to have to hear from his wife. God almighty.
It's
a real shit show
we're going to start
it's
over.
A snowball type deal.
Nobody
you know
likes
I mean?
That.
Nobody
Not
likes that.
Cool. Don't say snowball. That's racist.
No, I'm sorry.
It's a racist connotation.
Right, of course. Because it's white, obviously.
But I guess black snowball would be the correct term. Is that
black ice?
That sounds racist.
It does sound racist. They always say, "Watch
you
out
know,
for that black
there's
ice."
There's really no safe way to do this.
No, let's
there's
just
really
stop.
No,
let's just
we're gonna quit
let's
while
just
we're
end
ahead
this conversation.
Right now.
Let's just end this question.
Well, I mean, this is my pitch.
What's your pitch?
Royal Rumble.
Oh,
they fit as many people in the ring as they can. Last man standing. Like, but boxing would be fucking crazy because you're only punching and you don't know who's punching at you.
And then you
can just be swinging
like,
all around. Last man standing wins. I
feel
like that
bad
better.
For the ref, man. Who's going to run around and referee this shit?
He'd be wearing a helmet.
Obviously, but there's only going to be one of him, right? And there's going to be 20 of these boxers.
Well, when you get knocked out, you get knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just got to count when they're on the ground.
Okay. I like my no-glove approach.
I think it's too close to, like, just street fighting
and UFC.
Yeah. But I think Royal Rumble hybrid
but how,
with boxers.
How exciting is a street fight? How often do you see a street fight and not stop and observe the street fight?
All the days of YouTube now.
I suppose. And World
Star Hip
Hop. World Star Hip
Hop. I watch
almighty.
That shit all the time.
I watch that shit daily.
I watch way too much World Star Hip Hop than I should.
Yeah. That stuff is trouble because you'll get on that website like at 2 p.m. and watch this video and watch this video. Next thing you know, it's like 8 o'clock. And
it's
you
just
sat
dumbest
there.
Shit you're watching.
God almighty. And you know,
three kids fight a McDonald's employee. You're like, yep, we're
yep,
watching that.
Might as well watch it.
Guy with the snake battles a Wrangler. What?
I always want to see some of this stuff live, though. Where do I go? What part of the neighborhood do I have to go to experience some of this stuff?
World Star Street.
World Star Street?
Duh.
Clearly.
All right. Let's move on to our next question from Thomas Ayanawa. I think he's written into us before.
Ayanawa?
Ayanawa. That sounds familiar.
Okay.
He says, do you think...
Asians' names sound alike to me.
Oh, this is a congressional question, so this is probably aimed towards you, I would assume. Do you think Congress will ever address the shortage of guys named Thad?
There is quite a shortage of a guy.
Hashtag stand for Thad.
Stand for Thad. First of all, Thad.
So,
is that not the douchiest name? I cannot vote for a man named Thad.
Wasn't the guy in Blue Mountain State named Thad? Thad Castle?
Was he?
I thought the big douchey
know.
Guy.
I don't know.
And then Thad Lewis, the ex-Buffalo Bills quarterback.
God, Thad. That's the worst name.
People
that's
named
barely
Thad.
A name.
Thad. Famous Thads.
No, I cannot vote for a man named Thad, just like I cannot vote for a woman
oh,
named
Thad
Hillary.
Is short for Thaddeus.
Ooh, I kind of like Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
I like Thaddeus more than
Thaddeus
I like Thad.
Lewis.
Thad.
Thad Luckinbill. Thad Mata. Oh, he's a coach.
Mm.
Thad Cochran. Thad Lewis, ooh. Football player. I already said him. I knew that.
Any relation
Thad
to
Jones.
Johnny Cochran?
So there's five people named Thad.
Is that
Google,
it?
That Google found.
Wow, Google. Step your game up, bro.
People
there's
named
gotta be
Thaddeus.
More. Thaddeus. Call me Thaddeus.
Famous people named Thaddeus.
What do we got?
Well, we're going to find out
I'm
here,
sure, like,
we're
ancient,
digging
ancient
to the
princes
deep
and kings
of this. Thaddeus Stevens, he's a U.S. representative lawyer.
Of what congressional district?
I'm not finding much. There's not really a lot at all. Thaddeus, pronunciation. It is a male name. Thank you, Wikipedia. Oh, dude, Thad Zeus Romer, a Polish diplomat and politician. Huh? How about that? And then we can't forget Jose Tadeo Monagas, which would translate to Jose Thaddeus Monagas, who is the Venezuelan president and hero of the Venezuelan War of Independence. How could
wow.
we forget him?
How could we forget this guy?
So, yeah, I'm going to say that there is definitely a shortage of guys named Thad. I don't see it being high on Congress's list.
Yeah.
I think they've got a lot of other stuff. They're really...
$18 trillion debt?
That would be up there, I would assume. Probably ahead of it.
Yeah.
that water crisis we've got going, I think, would probably be also...
You mean in Flint, Michigan?
Mm-hmm, but I would assume Congress is probably working on that shit. Yeah, well, don't we like to get involved in baseball a lot now?
Yeah, I mean, see who's doing steroids.
Yeah, we like to do that.
Uh-huh. All the important stuff.
If Congress... this something they do need to address?
No.
I think they do.
Well, what they need to do with this person, I'm sorry, who asked this question?
That would be Thomas Ianoua.
If he just does the White House petition deal and he gets enough people to sign the petition, the president will have to address it at some point. I think if that's he gets 10,000 people to sign it, then the president will have to address it at some point.
I think it needs to be addressed. I don't think there's any arguing about it.
Do you have any friends named Thad that you're speaking
for? No, I don't.
So why do you care so deeply about this situation?
People need to be, like, it's a name that's being left out. Okay. And I think in this time where we need everything to be all-inclusive, I feel like Thads are being, you know, they're segregated against. There's not enough of them. There's not enough programs for people named Thad. There's not enough, like, scholarships for
people
named...
What kind of programs do people named Thad?
Job programs. We need ways to get people named Thad in college. Oh. We need, like, there's all kinds of things.
I hear you.
There's all kinds of things. People named Thad that have... learning disabilities need to have some sort of fund where they can grab stuff like that. They need to be treated equal, and I don't think we're giving them enough equal treatment because we're not naming enough people after Thad or Thaddeus.
Thaddeus. Well, why don't you name your next kid Thad?
I won't.
Okay, why not? Because it's a gay name, right?
Because I'd like to assume that Congress will have already addressed the issue and that it'll already be on its way and be turned around. So hashtag stand for Thad. I'm with you, Thomas.
I don't give a shit about Thads.
You're a dick.
Sorry.
You're a dick, and that's what's wrong with this country.
That's why this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
All right, Sean Comets. He's another serial answers writer.
Please don't say serial anymore, because every time you do, I'm thinking you're about to say serial murderer, serial killer.
Serial murderer writer.
It's like nobody ever uses the term serial unless it's followed by the word killer.
Serial bowl?
There you go. I stand corrected.
Serial bars?
I stand corrected once again.
Breakfast bars?
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You want to go toe-to-toe with me, motherfucker?
No, I don't.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay.
Who's the serial
asker? It was Sean Comets, and he says...
Oh, he definitely asks a lot.
Yeah, he does. I like it. He says, beanbag chairs, just couches with no structures in their life? Or just couches with no structure in their life?
The beanbag chair is the laziest form of chair I've ever come across. And I'll tell you why, Alex.
You're not a fan.
I'm not
a fan.
That's
what you're saying.
You don't get to stuff a bag full of little beads and then say sit on it and call it a chair.
Why not?
It's like our ladle thing. You can't... Because I know you like to think you can call anything a ladle, but...
Yeah, you hold your tongue.
These
you
people think that they can call anything a chair.
What?
I'm just
You
saying.
Be careful with what you're saying here, Chris. Because if you're going to argue my ladle theory, you're fucked. You're not right. You're never going to be right. And we're not going to be able... I'm going to beat you to death with a ladle. I will beat you to death with a ladle.
You're right. I should not have brought it up.
Or I'll get a guy named Thad to do it, and the entire Thad group will find a way to get him off.
Yeah. You're going to get him off?
No, off of murder. Oh, okay. Murdering, all right. Obviously.
I'm just trying to understand your sexual proclivities. So, no, I'm not a fan of the beanbag chair. Mainly because fat people can't sit in them. Well, they can, but they just can't get up out of them. And that's discriminatory.
There's the cheap beanbag. It's like the plastic beanbag. But then there's like the fluffy beanbag that's got like the big like squishy balls on the inside of it. You can really just lay back in there. And I like those. But they really are couches without structure
in
their lives.
Like if you get a pocket knife in your pocket.
Which is where a pocket knife
would go. Right, that's what I was thinking as I was saying that.
As opposed to somewhere else.
Exactly.
Not in a pocket.
And that pocket knife were to stab... said beanbag chair, you're fucked. Or have you heard of these kids who
get my pocket?
Have you heard of the children?
My couch, it would fuck it up.
Well, no, but it wouldn't fuck it up completely.
It'd cut a hole in it.
But if you cut a hole in a beanbag chair, the beans are all over the place. There's no way you're getting those beans back into it.
Depends on how good you got your beans.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm talking high quality, like lima bean bag.
Have you ever been on a lima bean bag?
No. That's living, baby.
All right,
then. Lima bean bag.
Another thing, have you heard of these kids? They're unzipping the beanbag chairs and crawling inside and dying. Now Nancy would have a problem with that.
There are children dying because of these beanbag chairs, Chris? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling
you. We need to ban these
everywhere. Oh my God, I'm going to talk to President Obama the next time I talk to him.
Oh, you're going to talk to him the next
time. That doesn't make sense. Shut up. I'm outraged because of this children endangerment we're dealing with in America.
All right, then.
All right. Nancy, you know how to yell. I mean, just... I think you're jumping a tad bit overboard just a little with bit. This.
But then again, I mean, that's do you have children?
No, I don't. But I just don't think enough of them are dying in beanbag accidents that we need to, like... focus on it that much.
She didn't.
It's like, you know, the kids that like suffocate themselves because they breathe paper bags or plastic bags out of like the McDonald's. Like, they have the warning on it, but it's not that much of a problem. You just take it away from the infants so they don't inhale plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think beanbags are that much of a problem. You just make sure your kid doesn't stick its head in it.
Whatever you say, man. I'm just against them. I'm sorry.
Did you ever, like, in
I guess
school,
it's partly because my parents never bought me a beanbag chair, so it's all this pent up.
Chairs.
Yeah. What's that?
I had beanbag chairs.
Did you? You seem
and
like
they,
the type.
They got popped, and they had the little white beads. Yeah. But like, remember
they got everywhere, right?
When you would read, and like you'd have like a loft in your classroom
sure,
or whatever.
And they had the beanbags.
You had the beanbag, and there's always the asshole kid that would unzip it and just to let the shit out. And you're like, God damn it, Ricky!
God damn
why are the little fucking white balls everywhere? Those little things, like, that's probably...
And then
you know
the
what was on Ted
say,
Cruz's
nope.
lip?
Was
what
that
if it was
bag?
A beanbag
oh,
bean?
I bet it was.
Oh, fuck.
Because it wasn't a booger.
We came here looking to find more evidence with OJ's knife, and we found an answer. We know what's on Ted Cruz's lip.
See, you and Nancy aren't debate. Going home empty-handed.
Fucking Nancy didn't do any of that shit. That was all me. That was all me. Nancy just bitched about kids.
Very nicely done, Alex P.
I do think it's definitely lacking some structure in its life, though, because it's like the couch's lazy friend that dropped out of college... Maybe you didn't even go to college. You didn't even go to college.
No.
All he did was
no.
smoke
did,
weed all day.
He went to some kind of junior college or something.
He did. He went, but like, he only went because mom and dad pushed him.
I got
him.
It. The beanbag is the hacky sack. It's kind of like a beanbag,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I like a hacky sack. I'm a hacky sack fan.
Are you a hacky sack fan? You know who else are hacky sack fans?
Stoners.
Just fucking stoners who don't do anything all day but hang out at the junior college. So I feel
the only time I really played hacky sack was when I was taking college classes at it was a dual credit college class I took in the summer, and it was me and just these kids with like, because you'd have 15 minutes of break in between like the sessions,
yeah,
and we would just play hacky sack because we just wasted time.
I'm not surprised, Alex, because whenever you go to, I went to junior college for about 2 weeks before I realized it's a big fucking waste of time and money. But whenever you sign up for junior college, the first thing they give you, all right, here's your schedule. Here's your syllabus, and here is your hacky sack.
And a frisbee.
And a frisbee. Now, go for it. And there you go. So, hacky sack, beanbag chairs, they're both for losers. I'm not saying you're
a
loser.
Just, they have structure that they're missing in their life.
Yeah. You never see a successful man with a hacky sack.
I've never seen a successful beanbag, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
There used to be a store in the mall in Katy that was a beanbag store.
Are you serious?
All they sold were beanbags and beanbag chairs.
That's pretty dope.
But they had like some like actual like lazy boy looking chairs that were just beanbags.
Nice.
I don't think you could recline them, but it's like you could sit in them like an actual chair, not just.
Now that I could get into. But the whole beanbag.
They put a little spin on it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I
like
got
a
no problem.
Beanbag food truck.
I got
you know
no quarrel with that idea.
Quarrel.
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 Golden Quarrel. Quarrel.
Professor Quarrel.
Speaking of, have you ever eaten at the Golden Quarrel?
I have.
That is the biggest mistake any human can make.
But they got a hell of a spokesperson.
Jeff Foxworthy.
That is the right job for him.
You think so?
You might be a redneck. That was like how he made his whole career. Golden Corral. We sell chicken for the picking. Well, that's KFC.
Chicken for the
pick. It's red, white, and blue savings event. Come on down to Golden Corral. He's like, you don't got to sell me on Golden Corral. I know if I want to pay $8 and
right?
go eat as much as I fucking feel like, I can go there. Like, there's nothing. And like, if I get there after 5, it's all mine because all the old people are already gone.
Exactly. They got the worst desserts.
Jell-O.
Jell-O.
It's like Jell-O squares.
Like at a Luby's or something.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. All right. Anyways.
All right, our next question.
Do you like a buffet? Like, when's the last time you've been to a buffet? Because I can't remember.
Hmm.
I don't like
Chinese
does
it count,
buffets.
Like, I went to a... my job had, like, we had a suite for Monster Jam when I had to work that.
No,
and they had that, like, self-serve stuff.
I'm talking an actual... like a fucking Golden Corral or
I went to a casino buffet.
Pizza. That's good. That's
I had crab though. That was dope. Mm. I guess you can get crab at most buffets now, huh?
Ugh. You like crab?
Fuck yeah.
Grody.
I went to the L'Auberge du Lac in Lake Charles.
Oh, thanks for the invite, bro.
I think I did invite you, and you were doing shit that weekend.
Are you serious?
No, that was the weekend I went for that football game.
Oh, yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it has been a while since I went
to... We should do a road trip, bro.
Let's do it. I mean, like...
Well, we got to go see our buddy John.
Fucking, we're in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what more... I guess this is more of like a work trip for you.
Well, we didn't plan to meet in Brentwood. Okay. We should plan to go on a road trip.
Honestly, what are the odds?
That's what are the saying,
like? How did you get OJ's old property? Like, how is that? Seems like a gig that they would have like an experienced security guy.
It was either this
guy
or like the downtown mall, and I was like, "Mind if I
they gave you
OJ?
The choice? Don't they usually assign you?"
I was like, "Hey, cool if I hang out at OJ's," and they're like, "Yeah, I don't see why not."
We haven't had any issues with him and police or anything like that.
No,
so whatever.
They ended up
go
being
ahead.
To me.
Well, that's good for you, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Good to see you.
All right, Cameron Hurd writes in and says, "If a grace period is a generous thing to give someone, would a Nancy grace period also be generous?" And God damn it,
no.
Cameron. What do you like, why would you write such a stupid question? I say there's no such thing as stupid questions, but you've got to know. There's no such thing. Yeah, a Nancy grace period seems like the worst period of time
Nancy
you could ever
grace.
Fucking have.
It sounds like you had a Nancy grace
period. I told how
on that plane.
My flight was awful.
Ooh, but then you get Nancy
Grace. Oh, my
Grace.
God, these babies, they're so great. And I was like, they're yelling, they're crying. Right. This baby won't shut.
Let
I
me
just
ask
love
you.
Babies. Do you hate children?
Alex, let me ask you. What's worse, a Nancy Grace period like the one you encountered where you're on the plane for multiple hours with her in a confined space and you're kind of forced to listen to her?
Like a prison?
Yeah. Yes. Or just about 10 minutes alone with Nancy Grace while she's on her period? Because I feel like the latter would be the much worse.
Well, it's better than a four-hour flight, I'll tell you that.
Oof.
It's got to be better than a four-hour flight. I can zone out for 10 minutes. I can bullshit you for
Nancy
10 minutes.
Nancy Grace period. No, thank you.
A Nancy Grace period is probably the worst thing you could ever give anyone. If you say you're giving someone a Nancy Grace period, that means that whatever
That's
they
awful.
Say you're going to judge them for, and you're going to be very angry about it, and you're not going to let them plead their case. You're going to interrupt them the whole time. You're going to act like you've already made up their decision for them, and it's not what they want, and then you're just going to judge them the whole time for it. Uh-huh. Oh, really? Oh, is that okay? Oh, all right. All right.
Jesus. Nancy sounded a little ghetto in that last one.
Sometimes she gets ghetto. She gets ghetto. She gets catty.
Hood, like she was in one of those World
catty.
Star hip-hop videos.
She's been on World Star Hip-Hop, actually. She told me that, and that was right before she told me that.
I advise you, sir, do not tango with me.
Wow.
I
do
tangled.
Not tango.
I tangled.
Did she say tangled or tango?
Yeah, who knows?
I think she said
no
tango.
No one knows. No one knows.
I don't know.
Welcome to the podcast.
You're saying it because we're like towards the end of the podcast,
yeah, seriously.
Nancy. That's probably what you should lead
something.
With.
Fuck. Sorry, dude.
Fuck, man. She's
okay.
Difficult. She's difficult to work with.
I know.
All right. So a Nancy Grace period, definitely not a generous thing. Our final question comes from Kyle Dunn. And he says, suicide bombers.
Hmm.
Just a product of bad guidance counseling?
Wow.
Do you think that they have guidance counselors over there? That's my question.
What do you mean, over there? First of all, where do you think suicide bombers come from?
The Middle East.
Wow. Anybody could be a suicide bomber. You could be a suicide...
I feel like it's just more prevalent there,
I see
if
what
you know
saying.
What I mean.
I see what you're saying. I think they've got some sort of... They don't, like, guidance counselor like in the
Run
way
to
you
that
and,
bomb!
Yeah, they don't have a guidance counselor in the
I
way you and I have
Run
guidance.
To that car!
They've got people who just guide them and counsel them.
Go into this building and pull the strap there.
Mm-hmm. And wait until there are, you know, at least 20 people in the area.
It's definitely bad guidance.
It is bad
for
guidance.
For sure.
It's horrible
and
counseling.
And bad decision making.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say there's probably more of a lack of guidance and or counseling than there is just bad guidance and counseling.
I'd agree.
I feel like if you go to most guidance counselors here,
they say, no, don't do that.
You're like, I'm going to strap a bomb to my chest, just walk up, boom, it's all gone. Ah, Chris, just don't think that's what you want to do here, buddy. Maybe you could write a letter to the restaurant.
A strongly worded email?
Maybe let them know that you weren't happy
with
your
many
service.
Of frowny faces?
Maybe you can let them know that their tonic is flat. You don't have to end it. You don't have to do all of this right now,
don't have to
Chris.
Pull out a newsie. Read about us. The next day in the
definitely bad guidance counseling for sure.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
So I think that'll about wrap us up then, huh?
Is that it?
That's it. That's all. I mean, fuck, you got to get back to...
Yeah, dude, I got to get the drive.
I'm flying.
I got to be at work in fucking 8 hours, and it takes me almost 8 hours to...
It takes you more than 8 hours. Yeah. So you're going to have to really, really God book almighty. It.
This is the worst.
You're losing 2 hours, too, so
it's
going to be... you're really up against it to get
I don't think
to.
I'm going to get back to work on it.
You never know.
We'll just be all right.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Why don't... Why don't you let Nancy use your car?
And I just fly back
with us, and we don't have to deal with Nancy.
Yeah. Or you don't have to deal with Nancy.
Well, you want to ride back with Nancy?
No, I don't want to ride back.
Jessica, is a poof. You want to go with Chris or...
I'll go with you, man. I'll take her plane ticket. She can take my car.
Yeah. What? I will not be driving all the way back home! Nancy, you're going to shut the fuck up, and you're going to do what we say. No! We're calling you an Uber right now. We're calling you an Uber right now. Just leave us alone. All right, we better get the fuck out of here, guys. So
thanks for praying for me, guys.
Hey, yeah, thanks for praying for Chris. I think we're standing for Thad this week, so go do that.
Hashtag stand for Thad, baby.
At PassUAPod on Twitter. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at ChrisHogan82. Everybody in the club be getting tipsy, and everybody pass the gravy. Bitches!
My niggas look mad. I don't know. Y'all supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists want to see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got $2 by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? We kids. One life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, finally a man. Still scheming on ways to put some weed inside the palms of my empty hands. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are sensing, my hopes are born. I'm like a fiend if all he sees when the dope is gone. My nerves are weak, heart beating, and my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Lazy now. Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep out my nigga side, dude. Guess who's back?
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swaying. Wanna start back banging, so I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change, packing 40 clocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on green man, running back Lexus and Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream on triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Formulate a caper, cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the plot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot. Nigga, time to clock. I get the liquor and you can get the females. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen, boss hog in this pocket. Next pocket, picture us rubber.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call.
you know there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about before. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop it. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogar, Mowbray. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
He had a big dick.